The former head of SUNY Polytechnic Institute, Elaine Calieros, who also designed the governor's vast upstate economic development program, including the Buffalo Billion, faces sentencing in October. He and three upstate developers were convicted on 12 counts in a bid-rigging trial in federal district court. That comes just 4 months after the governor's former closest aide, Joe Prococo, was convicted of running bribery schemes in connection with the economic development grants awarded to contractors. Blair Horner with the reform organization New York Public Interest Research Group says it's another in a series of scandals that have occurred at the state capitol, including the corruption trials of the two former majority party legislative leaders. Horner says he finds it stunning that Cuomo and the legislature have not changed the laws to prevent similar corruption in the future.
In a normal functioning democracy, when you have scandals of this size, there would be hearings being held, there would be news conferences and proposals advanced. And within Albany, there's really nothing.
NYPERG and other reform groups want to reinstate the state controller's authority to review the economic development contracts and to create a public database of all taxpayer-funded projects awarded to developers. Horner says they'd also like to see a ban on campaign contributions from developers who win large state contracts. The three developers who were also convicted in the trial have contributed hundreds of thousands of dollars to Cuomo's campaign, which is legal under state rules.
We think the governor should call for a special session devoted, with laser-like focus on the issue of how to combat corruption, how to clean up the contracting process, and how to make the legislative branch also more accountable to the public that it serves.
Cuomo, speaking with reporters in New York City, says he's already changed the system that led to the bid rigging by Calieros and the developers. He says he switched authority over the programs from the state university system to his own Empire State Development Agency. And he says he made some changes recommended by a consultant to increase transparency in the deals. He also overhauled the boards of two entities that oversaw the projects and limited the scope of their decision-making powers.
On this specific situation, when it developed, we overhauled the whole system.
Cuomo downplayed the scandal, saying this is only a few instances of an over $150 billion state budget and thousands of awards to contractors who do business with the state. Cuomo, who has said repeatedly that he didn't know about the bid rigging, says if he was fooled, he wasn't the only governor who might have been misled. Calieros has been working for the state since Cuomo's father, Mario Cuomo, was governor, as well as during the 10 years of Republican George Pataki and Democrats Elliot Spitzer and David Patterson.
Mr. Calieros was surprising to everyone because he was a 25-year state employee. He predated me. He had done great work under Governor Pataki.
The governor also addressed the campaign donations he received from the convicted developers. He says when the charges were first announced, he set that money aside, and he says he plans to talk to prosecutors about whether the donations should be returned. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.